Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Welsh actor Michael Sheen has had to defend comments that he finds it hard to accept non-Welsh actors in Welsh roles. So, is he right? Should actors stick to their native country when taking jobs? Does it grate on your nerves to see an actor from another country play an Irish character? Well, to discuss this further, we're joined now by Irish actor, writer, producer and drama therapist, Jirma Dufuicha. He, of course, of Kirp Agus Annam and Ross na Rún fame. And you're very welcome, Jirma, to the programme this evening. I wonder what goes through your mind then when you see an actor from another country, and we see it often enough, play an Irish character?
I'll put it as simply as I can. I cringe when it's bad and I applaud when it's good, essentially. For me, it doesn't matter where the actor is from. I mean, it's down to authenticity, really. If they can, you know, if the actor is good enough, if you look at the likes of Daniel Day-Lewis, for example, you know, an extraordinary ability as an actor, and he's always nailed us, you know. But we all know, we've all heard those awful Irish accents from non-Irish actors that just make us cringe. So I think he's got a very, very valid point. And I think what it's about essentially is, what's the dominant culture? And as a Welsh actor, if you look at the population of Wales compared to the population of England, it's 3 million versus 67 million. And that's a 1 to 22 ratio. So if you look at it another way, that's 22 English actors per one Welsh actor. So if there's a Welsh job going, it does make it difficult. So I do think, you know, there's a good argument there for positive discrimination when it comes to that kind of thing.
It's not just about the accents either that Michael Sheen is talking about. He's also talking about life experiences. I mean, he makes the point that he hasn't sometimes been convinced by people from wealthy backgrounds who are playing working class roles, that some people find it difficult to portray someone that's not from the background they're familiar with. I would have thought, though, this is literally what acting is about, isn't it? You know, portraying something that is not you necessarily.
Yes, indeed. That's the job. That's what the job entails. However, you know, it is true that, you know, depending on where you're from, it's going to influence you as an actor. And that certainly will influence your ability when it comes to different roles. Ideally, any actor should be able to play anything, you know, but no actor can, actually. You know, that's the reality. You know, we're limited by size, we're limited by shape, we're limited in so many ways, you know. So the suspension of disbelief that's required to invest in an actor's performance, you know, you can only bring that so far. However,
let me jump in here, because I happen to know that Ross na Rún, one of the best soaps on television in any language, and I happen to know that you played a gay character in Ross na Rún. Now, how difficult was that?
I didn't find it difficult at all, because I suppose myself and Sean, when we were looking at those roles initially, the one thing we wanted was that these two people are in love, and that's what we were trying to portray all the time, was a couple's difficulties. And I think we got huge buy-in because of that. So we forgot, obviously, you know, the storyline did involve, you know, the fact that, and at the time.
And kissing it as well, Jeremy. Objectively, it was a brilliant portrayal, as far as I could, and everybody has their own perspective, I suppose. But what would you say then, if somebody from the LGBTQ community turned around and said to you, look, if it's about authenticity, then shouldn't gay people get those roles?
Yeah, and I think that is the danger when it comes to these things, that when we go into extreme positions, we end up with absolutes. And absolutes are no good for any community, be they the majority or minority community. Mm. You know, I think it's down to moderation in everything, including moderation. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, if we go down that road, then only an actor who's murdered somebody can play a murderer. You know, so there has to be balance, you know. But that said, there does have to be positive discrimination. I think it's essential, really, you know, because the majority
in everything, do you
will
think,
always
Jeremy,
take over otherwise.
Are you just positive discrimination where there's minorities, like a minority, for example, as you've made the point with Welsh actors being in the minority when it comes to sort of actors worldwide, or minorities when it comes to LGBT Q plus community, when it comes to straight people worldwide? Like, is it all minorities there should be positive discrimination for, do you think?
Yes, but again, to a degree, you know. So I would imagine a producer or a director would try and if they're looking at a certain role, they will be looking at that in terms of authenticity. However, you know, they can't do it to the exclusion of, because what you could end up doing is casting a particular actor in a particular role when there's actually another actor who may not be gay or may not come from whatever community we're talking about, but actually has an extraordinary ability as an actor.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think the most important thing is to hire the best person for the job, you know.
Okay, with that maybe in the back of your head.
Part of that.
Okay, absolutely. Really interesting to speak to you, and interesting to hear what our listeners think of that. To 51551, Jeremy Defuiche, actor, writer, producer and drama therapist, thank you very much for sharing your views with us this evening.